When this bar meets world.
Okay, what's with you? Feeny asked 20 questions and you only answered 12.
This fell out of Corey's bag at the ski lodge. I think it might be from Lauren.
Talk all night, Lauren? That girl should have a radio show. What more could she have to say?
I don't know. I haven't read it.
Yeah, right. Hey, you did a good job of sealing it back up.
No, really, I didn't read it. It wouldn't be right.
Hello, and stealing your boyfriend is?
All they did was talk.
Ooh, there's a new saint in town. Saint Topanga of the Deep. Deep denial.
Okay, you say denial, I say trust.
Whoops, look at that. It opens.
No, I don't want anything to change my relationship with Corey. I don't want to read that letter. I want to burn it.
Ooh, actually, you don't have to burn it. This thing's already smoking.
Give me...
Oh, I don't think you should see this.
No, please. Give it to me.
No! I'm trying to protect you, you short little white girl.
You're right. I don't want to read that letter.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I get so depressed around Valentine's Day.
What's depressing about Valentine's Day, Sean? Especially when you have a girlfriend to spend it with.
Okay, first of all, I have to remember it. It's not like Christmas when you have all month to think about it. I'm still cleaning up after Groundhog Day, and I turn around, and the mailman gives me a Valentine.
From who?
From the mailman. And of course, I didn't get him anything, and I can't really tell him it's in the mail.
Okay, Sean, forget the mailman.
Well, what about your girlfriend?
Well, this is the first Valentine's Day that's ever meant anything to me, and I'm just afraid I'm going to screw it up.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna help you, okay? I am a Valentine's Day veteran, Sean. I march in the parade.
What do you have to plan? The usual perfect romantic evening?
Mm-hmm. We have a dinner at Chubby's. See, every Valentine's Day, Topanga and I try and recreate our first date so we remember how much we love each other and that nothing can get in the way of that.
Sort of like renewing your vows.
Which is especially important to do in your teen years. See, Sean, if you want a perfect relationship, just do what Topanga and I do.
I want to talk to you.
All right.
I want to talk to you.
When were you planning on telling me about Lauren's letter?
Now. I was going to tell you about it now.
Corey, I have never once had to wonder if you were telling me the truth. You kissed her and you lied to me about it. I don't know if I trust you now. I don't know how we're going to work that out, Corey.
Oh, no. Oh, how could you let Topanga read this?
Well, we hit this boring stretch on the bus ride home, so I figured, hey, we got some spare time. Why not destroy the relationship? I thought I lost the letter.
Hey, don't jump on me, okay? I'm not the one who kissed you.
No, but, you know, you are the one who told me to lie about the kiss in the first place.
I'm sorry, Corey. It was the best thing I could think of at the time. And I don't see where lying's the issue. And tell the gym coach I have malaria.
I hear Corey Matthews met some mountain girl on the senior ski trip, and Topanga found out.
Yeah? Well, I hear you're really a guy.
So?
Corey and Topanga are history. I told you that wasn't gonna work out.
You said that 12 years ago. Hey, Angela. Why did Corey lie to Topanga about the kiss in the letter?
How do you possibly know about this?
Just face it, all men are dogs.
Not all men.
Oh, come on, you got Cujo.
Sean's not a dog. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I thought so too. He made a picnic for me in the snow and told me how special I was and we were always going to be together. We even made plans for this Valentine's Day.
He made plans with you this Valentine's Day? He made plans with me, and he said I was his girlfriend. Which I was for about a week.
Oh, I got 2 weeks. but he gave me a cold. So, he told you you're gonna spend Valentine's Day together?
That he'd take you somewhere nice.
That you'd be together forever.
We're going to dinner and a movie, nothing fancy, no big deal.
Sean's incapable of committing to a Valentine's Day date. He knows how important it is to a relationship.
He'll back out.
Because he doesn't know how to be a boyfriend. He says things he thinks we want to hear, but he doesn't mean them. I think he should pay.
I said no comment, you little Jimmy Olsen freak. And please, no more pictures.
Hi, Topanga, you poor thing.
Look, I know it's early, but whenever you're ready, my brother's face is really clearing up.
Are you two vultures finished?
Look, what's going on between me and Corey is going on between me and Corey, okay? That's not a quote, Ira.
Look, ladies, thanks for your concern, but I think I know Sean better than all of you, and I trust him.
She thinks she knows him, huh?
Hey, I can't believe what's going on between Corey and Topanga.
I know, like, whose idea was that to lie to her?
Well, it was the best thing I could think of at the time.
What?
I was trying to protect them.
Would you lie to me?
No.
You said that a little fast.
Well, I wouldn't. Look, I would never lie to you, okay? I would never disappoint you.
We still on for tonight?
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to take you to someplace nice, and I'm going to surprise you with candy and flowers.
Sure, that's great, but I don't care as much about candy and flowers as much as us being together.
She's buying it.
Didn't we?
I wish there was a way to show Angela what Sean's really like before she gets hurt.
Maybe there is. You know what? I think Sean Hunter's finally gonna keep a date for Valentine's Day.
You know, this whole Valentine's Day thing is one big scam. The greeting card companies, the candy stores, all trying to rip off the innocent consumer.
No date, huh?
I am so lonely.
Let me tell you something, my friend. You rejoice in your solitude and kiss it on the lips.
Why would I do that?
Because having a date on Valentine's Day is like an IOU for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you know, women take this day way too seriously.
Today is the one day women turn their men into love puppets.
Got a hot date there, Pinocchio?
I got her candy.
Oh, never give a chick candy, man. Slip her 20 bucks instead. She'll appreciate the cash. Maybe she'll buy you something nice with it.
Where's your nougat?
That's good.
So my little brother likes somebody enough to go on a Valentine's Day date, huh?
Yeah, you know, usually I find a reason not to show up, but I'm gonna make it to this one.
You're really gonna do this, huh?
Yeah, I really am.
Love? We got love?
Well, he's dressed very nicely. Hey, she feel the same way about you? Yeah, I guess she does.
I can't stop thinking about you. Here's to our night of romance. Meet me at the boathouse, love, Angela. Excuse me, boys, but I have a date that I want to keep.
Next Valentine's Day?
Dates. Definitely dates.
Angela! Your Valentine's here. Your Valentine? Sean? Women. Can't be on time to their own romantic rendezvous.
Men. Don't know a trap set by their ex-girlfriends when they walk right into it.
Jennifer, what are you doing here?
Oh, we're just keeping our dates for Valentine's Day, remember?
Hey, Sean.
Dana.
Wow. Your tastes have changed since our last date when we went skating.
Yeah, a lot of things have changed, Sean, but not you, even though Angela thinks you have.
But we know better.
Libby. How you doing? What's the tape for, I wonder?
This is the one time your sweet-talking isn't gonna get you out of anything.
We're not gonna let you hurt Angela.
Why would I hurt Angela? I love her. You guys are hurting Angela by not letting me go. Why are you doing this?
Oh, you'll have your time to speak, Sean.
But not now.
Now, you're in our court. Let the trial of Sean Hunter begin.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi, Melissa. Jack Hunter, happy Valentine's Day. I know you probably don't remember me. Oh, you do? She was the hottest girl in third grade, man. So, Melissa, look, I know this is short notice, but if you don't have a date tonight... Oh, that's sister Melissa now? Are you still hot? Oh.
You just gave up too easy.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Angela, what are you doing here?
Meeting Sean for our Valentine's date.
Here?
Here? He's here, isn't he?
You said you were gonna call, and you never did. One night of kissing and you were out the door. Did you think that didn't mean anything to me?
Ow.
It was kissing. I mean, I didn't know it was supposed to mean anything.
I say we move right to the penalty phase.
Wait a minute. Can I say something here?
We should let him talk.
Thank you, Dana. You were always the reasonable one.
Well, what was I?
You were the... Yeah. Look, I understand what you guys are trying to do here. You're trying to protect Angela from me. But you don't have to, because I really care about her.
Didn't you really care about me?
Yeah, I did at the time.
And what about me?
Yeah, I did.
What about me?
Yeah. Look at that. Sean broke his date with Angela to be with three girls. Wait a minute. He's handcuffed. That little devil.
I don't think he's enjoying it.
That's his problem.
Whoa, that's an awful lot of candy for somebody who's already so sweet.
One box is from Henry, and one box is from Jimmy. I haven't decided which one's my boyfriend yet.
No. Ooh, we're raising a very fickle woman, honey.
Well, at least somebody got some candy.
Well,
I was going to get you a box, but I know you're watching your weight. Ooh, isn't that an interesting thing I just said? The weight thing, and Eric said that maybe you would prefer cash. So, here, I happen to have some cash.
10 dozen roses to Miss Topanga Lawrence, please. I'll call you right back. Angela.
Hey.
Hi.
Is Sean here?
Stop.
He's standing me up, isn't he?
No.
I guess Jennifer was right. He's just not ready for a serious relationship.
Wait a minute. You're doubting your whole relationship over one mistake? Come on, that's nothing. Listen, when you're in a relationship, you don't doubt first. You trust first.
Interesting you say that, considering your current situation.
Well, my current situation is only my current situation. Topanga? Hi, Eric. Sean did what? What boathouse? Yeah, Angela's right here.
Then he said he wanted to be my boyfriend and only go out with me. And I believed him. And he said that you liked me, but you just didn't love me like me.
And what did you think of that?
I didn't understand him, actually. Then when he stopped calling, I understood that.
Thank you. The prosecution calls Libby Harper.
He came over to my house, and we made out for like 3 hours. I liked you, Sean. And I thought you liked me.
I did. But people grow apart. And I had another date that night.
Yeah, with me.
Sorry, Lib. That's okay, you're not on trial here. But he is. You know what you are. The only person Sean Hunter is capable of really liking is Sean Hunter.
And that little curly-haired guy.
How about a witness for the defense?
Oh, Jack. Man, am I glad you're here. Hey, Eric.
What's up?
What do you girls think you're doing? How come Sean's getting all this attention?
We're friends of Angela. We're protecting one of our own.
We don't want her to get hurt like he hurt us, so he's on trial for sins against womanhood.
I gotta go.
Yow.
Look, Sean's my brother, okay? He's a good guy, and any girl would be lucky to have him.
And what about you?
Eric, you know me. Tell her what kind of guy I am so I can get out of here.
You're pretty. He's a bad, bad man.
Jack, I was supposed to meet Angela over an hour ago. Help me out here. I object.
On what grounds?
He doesn't know any better. He's a man. A lousy,
no good man, just like the rest of us.
Oh, God, why was I born with this curse? Please, it's Valentine's Day. I made a promise to Angela.
You made the same promise to me, Sean.
Oh, yeah. I did. But, Dana, that was 6 months ago. Nobody makes a promise that far in advance that they expect to keep.
Really? How far in advance can you make a promise? A week? A day?
You promised Angela that you'd never disappoint her.
How long will it be till you hurt Angela like you hurt us?
A week? A day?
I don't know.
What do you three witches think you're doing?
Angela.
We're doing you a favor, Angela. You just don't know it.
What I do know is Sean would have been here for our date if it wasn't for you guys.
I tried. I wanted to be with you more than anything tonight.
The defendant will refrain from using his charm to sway the witness.
And we're not leaving until you admit that you're not boyfriend material.
You know what? Give the guy a break, okay? I mean, Sean's made some mistakes. Yeah, but he is learning from them.
I guess you would know about making mistakes, Corey Matthews. You made the biggest one of all when you lied to Topanga.
Ooh.
I never liked you, did I?
No. Corey Matthews, Exhibit A. All-around nice guy. If he can't be trusted, can any man be trusted?
You know what? We all make mistakes, okay? But that's all right, because love doesn't require you to be perfect. But it does require you to forgive.
Ooh. Why don't you tell that to our surprise witness?
Topanga!
What are you doing here?
They wanted to know if I could ever trust you after what you've done. I heard what you said, and it was beautiful.
Listen, I'm so glad you're here, okay? I'm so sorry about this whole thing. Let's just pretend it never happened.
I wish it never happened, too.
Good. Then let's go to Chubby's, okay? We'll pretend it's our first date again. We'll start all over.
Corey, I don't want to have to start all over. But I'm just so disappointed in you.
Hey, I want to talk to you.
Sean, I don't care what these girls think.
But they're right. I have always wanted to feel for somebody what Corey feels for Topanga. So I made promises that I couldn't keep. And I said things that I wanted to feel. And I kissed you like I loved you. Look, I'm sorry if I hurt any of you. I didn't mean to. But I care about you too much to do that to you. I want to change our relationship. Because I think you have to be friends before you can fall in love.
You want to be my friend?
That's where I want to start.
And where do you want to end up?
I don't want to end up saying things that I don't mean. And I don't want to end up making a promise that I can't keep. Not to you.
Why not to me?
I don't want to say.
Because you care about me?
I'm not talking.
What are you doing tonight?
Nothing.
You want to hang out?
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, Cor. You shouldn't be alone. Why don't you come with us?
No, you guys, go ahead. I'm gonna go to Chubby's.
Why? Why are you gonna go there?
Because Topanga's gonna be there. Okay, I know her. She'll be there. At least I hope she's there.
That was just so sweet. Isn't it the best to have friends?
Oh, shut up. Valentine's Day blows.
But it really doesn't have to. What do you guys think about a nice romantic dinner?
No lies, no false promises.
Just a lovely evening with two well-intentioned guys.
Well-intentioned guys? Is there really such a thing?
Oh, you've got to learn to be more trusting.